Dick Durbin plans to fast-track amnesty, visa worker giveaway bills. By Neil Monroe on July 21, 2020. Democrat Senator Dick Durbin is expected to ask the Senate on Tuesday afternoon to fast-track four bills that would dramatically increase immigration levels. Three of the Durbin bills offer giveaways to the many foreign white-collar workers who have been used to replace American professionals in Fortune 500 jobs. One bill is the Democrats' main 2020 amnesty bill, the American Dream and Promise Act of 2019. Under the fast-track unanimous consent rules, all four bills will pass the Senate unless GOP senators formally object. This is more of what we expect from the left, putting American workers and professionals last, not first, said a Senate Republican staffer. He continued, American voters soundly reject the left's immigration policies. Americans are having a hard time finding jobs. And people like Durbin are saying we should bring in more workers and more foreign professionals to take the jobs that are available. The votes, scheduled for after 3 p.m. on July 21, show the critical importance of the GOP's Senate majority, which is now threatened by close races in numerous states. To keep the Senate, the staffer said, what we really need to hear is a clear second-term agenda from President Trump. So far, the White House has been silent about its second-term agenda for immigration, labor, jobs, and wages. Durbin will try to pass the House's Dream and Promise Act, which would provide an amnesty to at least 2 million younger illegals, including the 800,000 who got work permits from President Barack Obama's 2012 DACA policy. Durbin's four bills also include two spin-offs of Utah GOP Senator Mike Lee's S.386 bill. Lee's bill would have put roughly 600,000 Indians migrants and their families on a fast track to citizenship, and would have enormously increased the incentive for Indian graduates to get U.S. work permits via the U.S. university system. A matching bill was rushed through the House after a silent lobbying campaign by business groups. But the Senate blocked the bill when American professionals organized themselves into pro-American lobby groups. Durbin's two spin-off bills would provide more green cards to the roughly 300,000 Indian visa workers and their 300,000 family members, who have been hired as bonded workers for Fortune 500 companies. These low-status visa workers were hired because they have few workplace rights and now they are working long hours for low wages while they remain stuck in the green card waiting list. But once they get green cards and legal rights, U.S. CEOs will discard the former visa workers and hire another 300,000 foreign visa workers to take their place, further weakening the earnings and workplace clout of U.S. professionals, said the GOP staffer. That destructive process is acceptable to Durbin, said the GOP staffer. What Durbin really wants to do is empty the wait list so he can fill it back up with new workers, the staffer added. The fourth bill by Durbin would provide special legal protections for children brought into the United States by visa workers. For example, the bill would largely block deportations when the children become adults, even if they commit crimes. This bill is a surrender to pressure by Indian visa workers, who have accused Durbin of being an anti-Indian racist and have protested outside his house, said the GOP aide. Durbin is tired of them being extraordinarily nasty to him, he claimed, adding, they're doing the same thing we criticize the left's protests for doing. This personal targeting has gone way too far. The Indian pressure groups celebrated their partial success.